Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. John Bolton, the former national security advisor under the first Trump administration, is expected to face a federal indictment later today, sources tell ABC News. Prosecutors in Maryland say it's over his alleged mishandling of classified documents, though Bolton has been a point of ire for the president since he published a tell-all book in 2020. Still no deal to fund the government, now more than 2 weeks into a federal shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are holding firm on their push to undo cuts to Medicaid.
On the extension of the Affordable Care Act, we asked them to vote three times to extend it. They voted no. And the Republican congressmen and senators are feeling the heat from their constituencies because this crisis is so bad. And so you see them squirming and changing their positions and not always agreeing with one another. We are steadfast.
Earlier today, the Senate failed to pass a funding measure on their 10th attempt to do so. This is ABC News.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Mayor on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Gas prices have fallen almost 9 cents in the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average price at the pumps in Wisconsin landed at $2.68 on Monday. This is over 21 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 35 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. Over 40 states are seeing gas prices decline and oil prices drop below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic.
In Green Bay, gas is down to $2.71. In Appleton and Oshkosh, a gallon of gas will cost you $2.69. No Packers, no life. It's not just a sentiment shared by diehard Packer fans, but the name of a new movie coming out. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has the story.
The documentary-style movie follows a passionate group of superfans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo, who live, breathe, and bleed green and gold. From 4 a.m. kickoff parties to Lambo pilgrimages, the movie features a group of Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads as they chase the dream across time zones and oceans. The movie trailer on YouTube describes it like this: heartfelt, hilarious, and wildly unexpected, No Packers, No Life is a celebration of fandom, friendship, and the unshakable belief that you don't have to be born in Green Bay to call it home. Producers say the movie opens statewide in Marcus Theaters on October 17th.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Game three for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out. And we got a good group of guys and we've fought all year. So I think heading to LA, I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate. So obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it with upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Thursday afternoon as a few showers roll through. Highs in the low to mid-60s and a light southeast breeze. Tonight, shower chances will continue. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid and upper 50s. Right now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
No Kings rally this Saturday, a good chance to talk about principles for protesters. I've got some. I'm developing more. We're going to write this together. I gave the first one. If people see you doing it, will they want to join you? Second one, if people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Third, and by the way, codicil of that is essentially leading with love. Third, turning the other cheek. Fourth, consider the story you are telling. Consider the narrative. It's also related, of course, to point one and two. No Kings tells a good story. Fifth, build tectonic energy. Earthquakes, there's earthquakes that release tectonic energy. Those that build it, you want to build it. It means you want to build your list. You want to write down email addresses of people who join so you can follow up to ask them to do stuff. You want to have things to do beyond the protest, whether it's the next protest or knocking on doors to legislative candidates, working on civic assemblies, working on campaign finance reform, working on a pro-environment initiative. Sixth, something to be won, something you might be able to celebrate, even if it is only scale the protest, right? If it doesn't have a winnable objective, you might consider if there could be a defined objective to win, so you have something to aim at, and so you have something to celebrate. Consider a move that will generate energy and that might have a recognizable and achievable objective. Seventh principle here, if your political opponent wants you to do it, it might not be the correct move. Let me say that again. If your political opponent would be happy that you did it, it might not be the smartest move. Principle eight, include fun. Look for moments of joy. Include fun. Look for moments of joy. If I can't dance at your revolution, I don't want to be part of your revolution. Principle eight, if attacked, redouble your efforts. Create a disincentive to attack. Make sure each time that there is resistance to your pro-democracy efforts, that you recruit more people, you redouble your efforts, you donate another dollar. You make a little more expenditure of energy. And they, until they learn the lesson, oh, if we mess with these people, it only makes it worse. So make it worse. And by worse, I mean make it better. Record the efforts came today. 10th principle today, record the efforts. If you want to make history, record that history. It also helps feedback, principle one and principle two. If people see you do it, they will be more likely to join you and think you should wield power. Now let's go straight back to your calls. Let's go to Sue from Belmont, Michigan, I believe. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, I got a couple of things to mention. I love the idea that you have been putting forth about principles in protesting.
Thank you.
I don't know. You're aware of what they're doing, what they've started doing in Portland with the costumes.
Yes, the flailable frogs are hilarious.
All of them. I think if, and that can add to the fun of it, you know. And you know, those inflatable costumes are a bit more expensive, so I bought one that, you know,
doesn't inflate.
Isn't inflatable, but it's an all body one. I'm going to be a banana.
You, and you don't want necessarily an inflated banana. You want a sort of a sleek banana. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like if you inflate it, it'd be, I don't know, it might be a lemon. I don't know if it got big and round, but I think you're doing good without an inflated banana.
I got one other thing to mention. Your screener mentioned something about wearing a paperclip as a symbol of the movement.
Hmm.
Well, at the last protest I was at, somebody was passing those out, but they're huge. They're like 2 inches long, and they are, you know, colorful. And if you can't find them, I guess having something like a ribbon or something tied to it, but you know the meaning behind it. It's a resistance movement, which goes back to the Nazi regime. Hmm. So
those are good tips. Thank you, Sue. And you're headed out in Belmont, or where are you going to be doing it this Saturday?
Riverside Park on Monroe.
All right. Well, bring a friend. Like I keep just telling everybody, just find a friend. First time I voted, I told the story before. First time I voted is because my friend Trevor looked at me and said, "Jeff, you voted yet?" I was like, "No." And he said, "Let's go." And I got in his truck. We went and voted. And literally, it wasn't I intended not to vote. I just went because like a friend said, "Have you done it yet?" And he could give me a ride. And it was as simple as that. You might be able to give somebody a ride. Thank you, Sue, so much. Let's go to Dorothy from Palm Coast, Florida.
Can you hear me?
I can. I could hear your enthusiasm, which gave me some enthusiasm. I appreciated it.
I am. I am excited. I cannot protest this weekend. I have to work.
It's all right.
But I pray for everyone's safety. I pray for everyone's safety. And I think all the protesters should have American flags matter everywhere. I think that will protect them for any
that's a good point.
Against them.
Dorothy, that's a really good point.
Yes, the optics. You want the optics. You want to see.
I thought of that. I had thought of that, Dorothy. I thought when you first said have an American flag. Oh, that's a good idea. Recapture the flag and such and which. But the point that if you have it, for the person who called earlier saying, "Well, I'm worried something might happen to me," and that's why I think the principle of redouble your efforts. I'm not saying look to get attacked, but if you redouble your efforts, it's not to the advantage of the opponent to attack you. But what you said is something really useful, that the flag almost gives you a shield. If somebody carrying an American flag gets attacked, it makes the attacker look pretty darn bad.
Exactly.
Dorothy, that's genius.
Can you see them
No, Dorothy, that is brilliant.
Yeah. I my prayers are with everyone. But I do have hope. I have a friend that's a Trumper, and I'm happy to say she's not a Trumper anymore.
There you go, Dorothy.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
The power of relationships, right? The power of relationships. In the era of money and robots, we're on the side of purpose and relationships. And if we can find shared purpose and build relationships around those purpose, those purposes, then humanity has a chance. But I'm not whistling Dixie. Carrying American flag as protection, it's genius. I want everybody to hear that what Dorothy said. I had thought about it in terms of as a PR move. I hadn't thought about it literally as protection. Imagine even the caller who said, "Oh, I got rolled coal." Somebody went and put exhaust on me. If you have a video of an exhaust truck on somebody carrying an American flag, who looks worse? The person carrying the American flag or the person who puts exhaust on it?
Exactly.
Dorothy.
Yes.
I wish I'd been smart enough to think of that when the person called before who was a little bit worried about their safety. I would have said, "Just carry an American flag. No one's going to touch you."
Nope. Not at all.
It's brilliant.
Not at all.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
John from West Allis, Wisconsin, I believe you're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to say a couple things. First of all, I'm 81 years old, and I will definitely be at these protests, at the protest in a small town in Wisconsin.
Awesome.
On Saturday, because I don't want to die in a fascist country.
There you go.
The second thing I want to say is this, though. At the last No Kings protest I was at, there was a counter-protester there, and as he was walking back and forth, we noticed that he had a handgun tucked into the back of his pants.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind my counter-protesting friends that they really do need to consider gun safety. I have a friend who used to carry. He was a private detective, among other occupations, and he used to carry a gun stuffed in the back of his belt, and he accidentally discharged it. And it about blew his gluteus maximus. Let's just say off.
Are we allowed to say ass on air? Yeah, it blew his ass off. Go ahead, John. I don't mean to profane you. You don't have to adopt my foul language, but I think it's pretty. You could say, but that it blew his ass off. I think that sounds funny. But John, please continue.
It's only funny if it doesn't happen to you.
It's only funny if it doesn't happen to you. We're going to break, John. Thank you so much for the call. Gun safety, indeed.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Back with your calls, 202-808-9925. What are you doing this Saturday? What are you doing this weekend? How are you protesting No Kings? What are your principles for protesting?
So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about foundations in caregiving. How does a parent or other caregiver manage their own emotions when their child is dysregulated?
Caregiving for someone with diverse abilities comes with real emotional weight. Our course, Foundations in Caregiving, helps you understand what's happening for them and for you. This class gives you tools to help you stay regulated in the moment, build structure at home, and reconnect with your role, not as a caregiver, but as a parent. It's self-paced, on-demand, practical, and built for real life.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations in caregiving, personalized family support planning, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit FocusOnFreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
So, you're thinking about buying a new home or selling your current one. Why not consult with a friend? Someone who knows the neighborhood and the market better than anyone else. I'm your go-to gal, Haley, with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Water City Realty, and I can help answer any questions you may have. From how to start the process to getting that sold sign hung, call me, 920-410-0296. Let's do this.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WISS, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Fox City's Roller Derby presents Monsters Brawl at Oshkosh Arena November 1st. Get ready for a spine-chilling showdown as the fiercest roller derby skaters in the Midwest bring holy terror to the track in this special Halloween-themed bout. Costumes encouraged, screams guaranteed. And New Game, Northeast Wisconsin Gameapalooza, is holding their 2025 annual convention at the Culver Family Welcome Center November 7th and 8th, with tables full of role-playing, board gaming, miniatures, and a whole lot more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Oshkosh area, it's on WISS.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
And we are back taking your calls. No King's protest is Saturday, going over principles for protests as well as tips as well as your sign ideas. And Becky, is it Negaunee, Michigan?
Yes, it is.
Hoo-wee. I feel lucky that I got that one right. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that we have been protesting every Saturday.
There you go.
In Marquette, Michigan.
Yep.
And every other Tuesday in Negaunee. Negaunee, we're getting a lot of people flipping us off. But
yeah.
Still a lot of support.
Yep.
But Marquette, almost all very supportive. And
yeah.
I bring a little speaker with me so we can have some music. So we're all very happy and peaceful. And one of my signs, I've been making quite a few, but it's going to say hope, strength, courage, action.
Nice. And I like, even if people are when in doubt, I even just like a No King sign. I think it's pretty good. And it made me think of something, Becky. When somebody flips you off, and if they don't mean it as a compliment, it's sort of fun, like yes, kings. Is that what they're like? Yes, kings. Let's in fact have that, which makes me wonder, and really think about this for a moment. If Donald Trump were announced to be a king, if he announced it, if Congress said, if the Republican Congress said it was okay, or if it just happened by magic and he was named king. Do you think a majority of Trump supporters would say that's good? I worry that they might. Like, I don't think a supermajority. I'd really be interested in, like, what the reaction would be, if, particularly if they had the weight of the Fox News and Peter Thiel and now Ellison and Charlie Munger's kid, if they had the propaganda machine of the modern right, which is funded unlike any propaganda machine in the history of the world. If they had that propaganda machine in favor of it and promoting it, like, what would be the reaction? And actually, let me put it to you as a focus group of one. Becky, what do you think? Do you think Trump supporters would be pretty cool with it if Trump were named king?
I think a lot of them would. And
that's my fear.
I would rather say no dictators than no kings, because if you think of a king, you think of King Charles, and he doesn't seem very dangerous.
I like no king just fine. It's short, and
yeah.
There's a whole revolution thing, I'm down with it. And I, by the way, even though, you know, King Charles, nice enough guy and believes in climate change science, I'm still not in favor of the monarchy.
I'm
okay with it. But isn't that interesting that you and I both think, and I don't know, but you and I both think that a significant percentage. More than half, more than two-thirds, less than half, I'm not sure. But a significant percentage of Trump supporters would be cool if he were named King of America, Dictator of America. And
right.
And if you ask another question, would you rather have him as king or a democratically elected Democratic president? I think a significant majority of them would be. Okay. And just to be clear, I don't want a dictator. I don't want a king, whatever political party that person is part of. If your political party, if your MAGA movement, if your team, if your tribe is cool with a dictatorship, is cool with having a king, as long as it's your king, you want your king, what does that say about your movement? I don't mean you. I mean the person out there. What does that say about the MAGA movement? If you and I are right, what does that say about them? I think they ought to... First of all, think about my first question. And if I'm right, if in their heart of hearts I'm right, they should rethink that a little bit. And by the way, if that's true, that team really can't be in charge. Whomever their king is, that team cannot be in charge.
Right. You know, here's a little more insight. We also had a nurses rally here.
Nice.
Because
love nurses.
Our nurses, yeah. Well, I went to the nurses rally.
Yep.
And there's people flipping them, those guys off too.
Yep.
And it's like... You're against nurses? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. No, unfortunately, they have defined their central morality. They have defined more than God, more than Christianity, more than Ten Commandments. They have defined their central morality. And I take no joy in saying this. As I say it, I think I'm right. And I couldn't imagine me thinking this 20 years ago, but their central morality, their central movement is not a particular objective. It is not a particular cause. It is not a particular moral precept. It is the defeating of their political enemy. It is the undermining, the deriding, the jailing, the flipping off at of people that have been described, defined, identified as their political enemy. It's owning the libs. It's going after the left. That is, and if that's true, your team really should not be in charge. Becky, I should go to the next caller.
Have a great day, Jeff.
You too. Philip from San Jose, California. You're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Nice talking to you, and I love today's subject topic or whatever. And my idea for the signs would be to stop Trump's war on, and then you know fill in the blank: democracy, immigrants, the media. You know the list goes on. I mean this guy's against everything, and he just is very aggressive. In the process.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where are you heading out this weekend?
I'm not sure. I'm in San Jose, and I know they usually have one in by the city hall, but I'm going to look to see where if there's more than one in the area. There's they've had plenty of them in the Bay Area. You know, the South Bay is where I'm at. And the other thing I was thinking was like, I would like it if some of these rallies were at local TV stations because the media is just nowhere to be found on some of this stuff. You know, I hear more promotion from you guys and MSNBC than I hear anywhere else.
No, and that's a good idea. In fact, if people aren't sure where to go, you can make your own. Because you, a sign in a street corner counts. You, a sign in a street corner counts. You, a sign in the parking lot of KOIN or KTU or KGW or WSYT counts. You at a football game with a tailgate with a No King sign, that counts. You count. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And an American flag so you don't get beat up. I love the American flag idea. Good job, Dorothy.
Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zypa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zypa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zypa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, If you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they are once again doing work on I-94 in Milwaukee. Dan Schaefer will be here to help us recombobulate on that. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Lawmakers in both chambers of the state capitol spent hours this week debating dozens of bills. One, with broad support, would take cell phones out of classrooms. Civic Media's Sholly Pittman reports.
Assembly Bill 2 requires school boards to ban students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time. That means cell phones and tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. Districts would have to adopt their policies by next July, with exceptions for emergencies or when a teacher lets students use them. But even with bipartisan backing, debate in the state Senate centered on when those phones might actually be needed.
I've had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions.
Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton. She cites a Marquette Law School poll from this summer, which shows that nearly 9 in 10 Wisconsin voters support banning phones during class. Nearly three-quarters support banning them all school day. Democratic Senator Melissa Ratcliffe of Cottage Grove is against the bill. She says it could make lockdowns more dangerous and says school districts should set their own policies rather than the state.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or a call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa, mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure passed the state Senate 29-4. It cleared the assembly in February and now heads to Governor Evers' desk. I'm Sholly Pittman.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for your Thursday afternoon as a few showers roll through. Highs in the low to mid-60s and a light southeast breeze. Tonight, shower chances will continue, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid and upper 50s. It's 60 at our studios.
Matinair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matinair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matinair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For all of your support. Hello. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Welcome back. We've been going through principles for protesters. I'll go over them again before the close of the show. We've also got some tips. Dorothy's great tip of carry an American flag, not just to send a signal, not just to recapture the fundamental imagery of the country. Well, that's important, too. But even just protection. Even just protection against somebody blowing exhaust at you or worse. Second, consider what you wear. I like the idea of wearing suits. I enjoy the inflatables and funny costumes, whether it's a banana or an inflatable frog. We had a caller suggested passing out flowers, giving something, having a symbol, having each interaction itself be a capturable story that is told. Humor. I like the idea of a No Kings tailgate at college football games. You can have a regular tailgate. Just include a No Kings sign. If the camera goes by, it's there. Like the idea of doing one in the parking lot of a television station or a radio station. Those still exist. Thank you for listening to the radio. Those places where a media member is likely to drop by. Where you can wear a paperclip. I also like the idea of playing music. Consider what music you play. Let's hear more, either on principles or on tips. Let's go to David from Tyler, Texas. You're on the air. David from Tyler, Texas. Going once, going twice. David from Tyler, Texas. Okay, we're going to instead go to Dick from, is it Gilmanton, New Hampshire? Not hearing you. Robin, can you hear me? Yeah, all right. We'll have technical support. I may have done something to the board here. I'll go through the principles. Principle one, if people seeing you do it, will they want to join you? If people seeing you do it, will they think you should wield more power? Third principle, turn the other cheek. Learn from Jesus, learn from Gandhi, learn from Martin Luther King Jr. Four, consider the story you're telling. What's the narrative? Ultimately, the most persuasive thing there is story. Robin, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jeff. You guys did have some type of outage there.
I think we had a glitch. I don't know what did it, but thank you very much. You are on the air. And I'll give the fifth. Consider how your protest builds energy, because that's what you want to do. You want it to build power. You want it to build people. You want it to build story. You also want it to build next steps. So capture information. I don't just mean recording it. Oh, that's cool, too. But carry, whether that's clipboards, whether that's an iPad, build the movement. Get people plugged in to do stuff in the future, whether it's the next protest or a good political activity or something that helps save democracy. Robin, you're on from Kingston, Washington.
Yeah, Jeff, and I'm right in your lane, but I have a different avenue of support.
Great.
This phone call is not challenging protesting. It's challenging the doctrinaire thought behind protesting, and you'll understand that a little bit more. The general concept is protest making political change, ? Not so much over the years. We're going to do some radio math in just a moment here. But I wanted to just make a point to you and your listeners. My observations, I'm 77, is that the right wing loves to see lefties protesting, and you'll figure it out at the bottom here. So the radio math is this, okay? And the given is that the primary agent for political change is voting, meaning changing politicians or changing legislation. So that's what makes change here. So here's your math. 10 million protesters committing 2 hours to protest equals 20 million hours. So the larger question here, and this is not a hard answer, but it's up for discussion, which makes the most political change, 20 million hours of gathering or 20 million hours of improving all things voting. So the concept that I'm going here is use your protesting to gather your local political power.
There you go.
Okay, that's what it is. So if you're at a protest, another sign you should bring is if you're in a big city like Portland, bring a protest for a neighboring city or a neighborhood or something like that. Meet those people, develop your powerful group at that time. So we want to make sure that at the end of protesting, we save some energy to actually make a change. And I'm just going to say I have a new rule, and it's one that's a little bit hard to get through. It's not the total number of protesters that matters. A true democracy is it's the number of local protests across the country. And if you pull up the little, you know, balloon or whatever they call that map of what's going to be going on Saturday and you look at it nationwide, we're getting there, Jeff. We got over 2,000 across the country. And my postulation is once we get that number to 10,000 balloons or 10,000 local events, and like you said, standing on a street corner with your own No King sign is an event. And if we have 10,000 across the country, then we have got a wonderful foundation for creating political change and for our political power to gather and to use Reagan to trickle on up. And the reason I say trickle is because it has to happen all the time. We can't just protest and go home. We have to organize and keep at improving this democracy. So I'm supporting protesting. I'm supporting everything. But there is a bigger goal. And so
it's a great call. I want to pick up on 2 points. Thank you so much for calling, everything you do. Pick up on 2 points. One, and in reverse order, location, location, location. I would rather have 4 people in a swing district than 5 people in an urban center. If somebody said, "Well, you'd rather have 4 versus 8," I don't know. I don't know what the multiplier is or what the divisor is, but if you are by yourself with a sign by the local bank, by the local TV station, by the local city hall in the busiest street, and it's just you and a sign, it's you and a sign in a tiny town, heck yes, yay you. A small group as a pro-democracy dot of whatever color in a sea of red, yay you. A lot of emphasis on swing districts and all those places where congressional candidates need to win to hold Congress. Every state legislature needs to hold to win. A group of 20 of you is worth more than a group of 45 of you in an urban center. That's not to knock the urban centers. Heck yes. I live in Portland. I'm going to do one in a small town this weekend. Go to those swing districts because your congressional representation will see you. The political consultants will see you. If the media sees you, it's great. Urban centers has the advantage of being near media centers, so it's good. I'm not knocking that at all, but I like your location, location, location. The other thing you said is have it lead to something. That's not exactly what you said, but that's what you said. That it's not only about the protests, it's also about the voting. Back in the day when I was doing the bus project stuff, I wrote this set of principles that I never published because I was never sure about it. And I should have put a little more work into it, gotten sure of it, and then published it. But I wrote some things down. And I remember one of my little bullets was no protests. And my feeling was is it felt lazy. That it wasn't that people weren't demonstrating. It wasn't that people weren't willing to emit their barbaric yawp or share their rage, but that we needed nerdier stuff than that. We needed people who would nerd out on policy. We needed people who would work to turn out voters. We needed people who get really strategic as well as really tactical to knock on doors in swing districts for legislative candidates to turn chambers because those chambers also have the power to draw districts. And I got feedback from somebody who says, yeah, I get your point, Jeff, but don't say no protests. Because the protests are good. And I was convinced, I'm particularly convinced now, because for some, the first step will be okay. I don't know everything. I don't know who I think should run the legislature, but I know what's happening now is wrong. And we can get people to gather together under a shared understanding that what is happening right now is wrong. It's just wrong. It's bad. It's wrong. And then bring them to another step of pro-democracy activism, which is what you just said. That's what I now think. And that we do want to convene. We do want to have enough energy so an artist looking at it says, you know what? I ought to write a song for those people. So a storyteller looks at it, you know what? I ought to tell a story about those people. So that a filmmaker, that a video maker looks, you know, I ought to make a short form or a long form or a feature length movie about what's happening now, either directly or abstractly. So people look at it and say, you know what? Those people should have more power because look at how they're conducting themselves. Look at the fun time they're having, or look at the importance of what they're doing. Look at how committed they are. That's something maybe I should join. Or somebody running for office says, you know, those are people I ought to listen to because I'll need their votes or I'll need their voices. Or I see their social media accounts and says, wow, if I'd rather be with them than against them. That we build those things, and then as we build that energy, we focus that energy on pro-democracy activity, civic assemblies, publicly funded elections, making sure that districting happens in a way that actually reflects the will of the overall people of the United States of America, making sure that we turn out voters, and heck yes, state legislative races, and beyond. So I love that call. Appreciate you. We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
What are your principles? Want to make sure I didn't miss a big one? What are your activities? And then the big, big finish!
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
And we are back. We'll push ahead to the big, big finish. Let's go to Beth. Is it Novi?
Novi.
Michigan. I should have gotten it because we've got I also know a no tie. But go ahead. Go ahead, Beth, from Novi.
Okay. Well, I am going to march on Saturday, and two things I want to mention. My poster, I have a gold crown with a big X that says no kings, and then I also have parts of our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. That's my take, you know. Second thing is that my son, when he was either, I think he was 12 years old, had to do a project with somebody he admired, but he did it on my father, his grandfather, and my dad at 17 enlisted in the Army Air Corps, whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called back then. Anyway, I listened to the tape, and my son said, Grandpa, why did you join? And my dad said, well, I was 17, and I did it for God and for country. And then he continued about fascism. So then, fast forward. So I was speaking to my son, and I said, okay, Dan, look, I'm considered a terrorist now because I'm anti-fascist. Would they consider the Greatest Generation a terrorist organization or a terrorist group? I mean, this is what people don't understand. And that gentleman who you just talked to, he doesn't get it. He's okay with somebody who's against authoritarianism. We're being called anti-fascist. I'm being called a terrorist. Oh, wait a minute, I'm a teacher, so I'm a pedo and a groomer. And he's okay with all that?
Yeah, he'd rather not grapple with it. It's easier to say both sides. It's easier to point at some misconduct by a political adversary than to really come to grips with what's happened with the levers of power in the at the center of government. It's a scary thing to come to grips with that, and I can understand why people want to avoid it.
And my one tip would be to tell people that you're going to be there. I told both of my sons that I'm there, where I'm going to be, and just so that they could be aware of if anything does happen. I don't think anything will, but I think people should notify friends and whoever they can.
Yep. I gotta go, Beth, because I'm gonna try to clear the board, and we only have just a couple minutes. Dave, you got about 30 seconds. I'm gonna try to give everybody 30 seconds. Give them a chance.
Yeah. Okay. Since the last No Kings Day, I had put in my back window of the car, I put the flag upside down, a 3x5 flag. I may not make it at the parades there, but you can drive to different towns and different states, and that still gets the message out to you.
Love it.
Love it,
Dave.
Nice to hear Becky from the UP as a former Uper.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Lori, from I think it's McElhenney, Florida. You got 30 seconds.
Hi. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I am well. Go ahead. I don't want to eat up your time. Go on.
Okay. Do you really think that if you don't stand up and you don't protest, that it's not going to work? I want to stand up. I think it will work.
Yep. Well, it has in history. What we know is it has in history.
I believe that.
And from regimes even more dictatorial than this one, it has worked in history. So all we can do is learn from history, and all we can do is try to repeat the good parts and try to encourage others. Know that the impact that we have at least has impact on others who will feel that love. Roy, you got a great sign idea. We got about 20 seconds.
Yeah. I heard Trump talking one time about a year ago about how much he liked Al Capone. I thought that would be good for a sign. So my sign, I'm going to be in Manhattan. My sign says, what's the difference between Al Capone and Donald Trump? The answer, Al Capone wasn't a pedophile.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Dave from Tyler, Texas. You got about 20 seconds?
Yeah. There's no excuse not to be out on the street on Saturday. If you can hide in a costume, you can leave your phone at home where you can't be tracked. All you got to do is show up, you know, and after it's over, it's a local thing to do. But the thing is getting out and making sure. I'm a white guy, and I figure I got to be out front about everything, you know. But
love
if
it,
you
David.
Need to hide, you
can do
there's
it.
No excuse not to hide. It's Halloween, for crying out loud.
You can
have
wear a costume.
Good time out there.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Have a good time out there. Bob, you're our last call. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to recommend a website and a book. The website is The Authoritarians. You have to put quotes around that to be sure that's all
you got.
You
got a call
get.
Coming in. If my dad, he would answer
it's
it.
It's by, that's my landline, and I'm ignoring it. That's a robocall. Anyway, there's a fellow named Bob Altemeyer. He's a sociologist. He wrote this book, and it's a free PDF download. He maintains that something like one-third of the human population are authoritarians. They may be hardwired in the same way people are left-handed or right-handed. And the authoritarians, in turn, breaks into a very small group who are the CEOs, dictators, and criminals, and a very large group, which are the followers who want somebody else to make the decisions for them.
Bob, appreciate the call. Let me wrap with this. Principles for protesters, you see people doing it, will they want to join you? If you see people doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Turn the other cheek, consider the story you're telling. Build tectonic energy, have something to be won. If a political opponent wants you to do it, it might not be the right move. Include fun, look for joy. If attacked, redouble your efforts. Record your efforts, courage, location, location, location. Use the American flag as protection. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Thank you, everybody. I will be back tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you're in a little bit of a legal bind, then listen up, I have just the thing for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And on Tuesday, October 21st, from 4:30 till 6:30 p.m., head to the Oshkosh Public Library for a Winnebago Free Legal Assistance Clinic. Volunteer attorneys and paralegals will be there to provide assistance to the community on many civil legal issues. These services are limited, so bring any paperwork that's relevant to your case. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us and giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump threatening to, quote, go in and kill Hamas members, he says, if Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza. That after recent video surfaced showing Hamas-linked gunmen appearing to carry out public executions. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
There are a number of issues that have emerged. One is disarming Hamas. The militants have been reasserting their control in the parts of Gaza that the IDF has withdrawn from against other armed groups, some of them organized based around clans, family clans, others criminals. Elements, but their methods have sometimes been violent.
Israel's also accusing Hamas of failing to return all deceased hostages. President Trump held a phone call today with Russia's Vladimir Putin about ending the war in Ukraine, saying the two will meet in Hungary without giving a date. Tomorrow, the president meets with Ukraine's leader at the White House. Senate lawmakers could take up a procedural vote on a measure to fund military pay for a year. It comes after a 10th vote to end the government shutdown failed. This is ABC News.